This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Tom Lowe. He is the head of Cessna's finance side. And Tom, we're coming down to the wire for bonus depreciation. First of all, if you can let us know a little bit about what Cessna's experience has been in the last couple of months about bonus depreciation, and maybe you can also touch on how your customers can take advantage of it.
Russ, thank you. First of all, we've seen a pickup of activity with our U.S. customers based on bonus depreciation, and we expect that to go through the rest of the year. Our U.S. customers that are looking to offset some of their taxes are taking advantage and trying to get a sale of a new aircraft. We're working with the financing for that in order to try to drive the business without having to put all the cash out for the aircraft.
Why don't you give us a little overview about bonus depreciation as it applies to Cessna?
Well, with bonus depreciation for customers purchasing Cessna aircraft, they're able to take a higher percentage of depreciation in the first year. And this is just through the end of this year, and then the depreciation goes down to a lower amount for the rest of the time.
What's the benefit of taking all that depreciation up front?
Well, the effect on the customer's taxes is that their taxes are reduced, but their income is reduced by the depreciated amount, and ultimately they pay less taxes. The effect on the sale, or what has to happen with the sale, is the delivery has to happen before December 31st.
Now, I understand Cessna has actually put together a program that helps to leverage the tax savings with the payment plan for the airplane. Can you explain that a little bit?
We do have a program we just rolled out at NBAA for the Mustangs, and specifically the Mustangs, where a customer can put a down payment on an aircraft, and with that down payment, Cessna will pay the interest and principal for the first 12 months. So not only will interest be paid, but principal and pay down of the loan will be paid for that first 12 months. Now, that tied with bonus depreciation, if you put, let's say, 20-25% down on a Mustang, and you've got the depreciation for that, the tax benefit could be the same amount that you put down, then the interest and principal will be paid for all of 2011, if it's done at the end of 2010, and your first loan payment will be in 2012. And what that does is basically have the bonus depreciation offset most of your down payment, and you end up with the first payment in 2012 at only 72-70% of the purchase price of the aircraft. It's a real benefit. We're seeing a lot of traction from customers in the U.S. taking bonus depreciation. We're also rolling this out internationally, and they're not getting the bonus depreciation benefit, but they're getting the interest and principal benefit for the first year, and more Mustangs are moving because of it.
Okay, well, not everybody's in the market for a Mustang. Bonus depreciation applies across the line. How's the piston market doing?
It's doing okay. We expect it to increase in the next couple months, but we found that there are some good lenders in the U.S. that are financing single-engine aircraft. B of A is an example of an excellent lender that has good, fair credit standards, and underwriting that's not too painful, and very low rates today. So we see a lot of our customers going to Bank of America for financing, and that's helped move more products, which is good for us.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today, Tom. Thanks very much for being with us. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.